Demanding an end to Israel's war in Gaza, demonstrators shouted angrily at Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as his vehicle made its way through a crowd north of Tel Aviv. Netanyahu making clear today nothing has changed in his mind after yesterday's stunning Israeli strike into Qatar, targeting the leadership of Hamas.
And I say to Qatar and all nations who harbor terrorists, you either expel them or you bring them to justice. Because if you don't, we will.
Yesterday's strike, which caught even the United States off guard, left a number of Hamas members dead, though Hamas says its leadership survived. But the attack has upended attempts at a ceasefire to the nearly two-year war, and it's reinvigorated pushback against Israel.
Europe needs to do more.
In Strasbourg, France today, European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
We will propose sanctions on the extremist ministers and on violent settlers. And we will also propose a partial suspension of the association agreement on trade-related matters.
Straight condemnation for the strike into Qatar meanwhile continued on a number of other fronts. Meanwhile, in Saudi Arabia. We reject and condemn Israel's aggressions on Qatar, said Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, adding, this attack requires an Arab, Islamic, and international response to confront such aggression. We stand with Qatar.